Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Come on in.
Oh, hi. I'm Jennifer Williams.
And I'm Mona Phillips.
All right. Well, what's up, ladies? How y'all feeling?
Good.
You guys enjoying the wine? I do want to shout out to Mary J. Blige. We're drinking her wine. And also my boy Donay. We're drinking his La Fête Rosé.
Nice. Delicious.
You know, black-owned brands. No more. I only do, you know, normally we don't do this, but I know y'all classy and whatnot, so mm-hmm. I knew if we would have had something else, Jennifer would have been like, I'm okay.
No, I don't do that hard liquor stuff.
Anymore. I feel like, okay.
Don't tell my secrets.
Jennifer, we know you're good for a Pinot Gris moment.
I am.
You had a night of backing that ass up.
Yeah, no tequila today, please.
But listen, just for some context, you know, this is my girl, Jennifer Williams. Y'all know her from Basketball Wives. I know her from high school. But, yeah. And so we've been watching this. Is this the last season, you think?
No, it's definitely not. It's too much stuff going on. Okay. And our ratings are great.
Okay, all right. Because I was like, we're now what? Like, what? Right. But I guess y'all got some new cast members, too.
Yes, and you know what? They have really good personal stories. Mm-hmm. And so this is the first time that we've done two parts to a season. Mm-hmm. So we have 26 episodes. Part A aired, and now Part B is going to air. I don't know when.
Damn.
But it is airing soon. I'm still actually doing some pickup interviews, but I think it should be airing soon.
Okay, thank you for that, because I keep going back to see when the next episode is coming.
Yeah,
and
like,
it just stopped.
I know.
And I'm like, y'all not just gonna stop like this. Like, there's no reunion. Like, what's happening? But that explains it.
That's what I thought. I was like, what happened to
this? It's like episode 13.
And then they ended the other season during COVID, like out of nowhere.
So that season was really crazy, because we were like in these mansions because it was COVID. Mm-hmm. And then we had a cast member that went rogue that was recording people, which is basically a violation of your contract. So it was a lot of legal issues that we were dealing with. So they were just like, okay, no, we can't do a reunion. It was a lot going on. But I am told we are doing a reunion. However, the second part of the season hasn't aired. So
okay,
we can't do the reunion quite yet. But I guess we'll be doing it soon.
Will you and Jelani be having a wedding spinoff special?
You know what?
Oh my God. That's a lot, Angela.
I am doing a special, actually. Ooh. That's my own show, but it's a documentary, not a wedding special.
Now, you know I know about this, so this is why Ramona's here. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into that, okay?
Perfect.
Because, you know, all right, so let's flash back to part of the reason why we're here today. I saw you post something on social media, right? Somebody stole your Range Rover.
You were one of the first people that called me.
You know my ass. I seen her post. I was like, what the fuck going on? Because she hadn't told me anything about it. I saw her post it. And I know you weren't answering anyone's calls, but she did answer my call because I know your phone went crazy after that.
So crazy.
So what got you to the point where you were like, okay, I have to post about this?
Okay, so I definitely debated posting about it. I obviously got my Range Rover stolen. And so I went to the police. I filed a police report. And everything kind of started unfolding during COVID. So because of that, I think they were just very lax with my situation. And it's not a violent crime. So it's not at the top of their list as a priority. And for me, it had been well over 60 days. I wasn't getting any kind of response. The detective, I felt, wasn't really on his job. And so I said, you know what? I have this platform. And I need to use it for good. Now, I was anxious, nervous. I went back and forth with Mona, like, what should I say? What should I post? What pictures am I gonna use? You know, you just never know how people are gonna respond to something like that. And it was a first time for me. And it was a time where I had to post and be vulnerable.
Right.
Because if I was gonna tell the story, I just had to just put it out there.
Because people were going in.
People were going in.
On you. Like, you didn't get your Range Rover stolen.
But I think that is a problem in society today. We victim blame. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I didn't do anything. Unfortunately, I just was a trusting person, but I trust the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. And the police also probably looked at it like, well, that was her boyfriend, so.
Right. So it's considered like a love crime. And you know, a lot of times they just think, oh, well, this person is angry or they're bitter or whatever the case is. And that absolutely was not the case with me. I'm like, I have a whole car that is gone, missing.
Right.
So, I just decided to use my platform and post about it. And I really put, okay, contact Smyrna Police or contact Jamie, which is my attorney, because I wanted help with this situation.
Now, why do you have your car in the first place? Let's break that down.
Oh my God, I feel like I've told this story a million times.
But if people don't know, because you know people see the post and they're like, oh, she said how he just took her car.
Right, okay. So basically I was moving from California to Atlanta and I had an issue with my closing. Now in a process, I was supposed to be closing. I want to say I was on a flight, maybe it was like Wednesday. I was supposed to be closing that Friday. I had to go to Miami that Friday. I had two cars. And so I was thinking, okay, after I close, I'll be able to drive my car straight into my garage. That wasn't the case. And I found that as I was getting off the plane. And so he's somebody I knew in Atlanta. We have been dating. And I was like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do with my cars? Like, I have to leave town because I had to go to Miami for work. And so I took my Ferrari to like the shop. And then he was like, okay, well, I can hold on to your Range Rover.
I'm glad he ain't hold on to your Ferrari.
Girl, yes.
Child. Okay, sorry.
So I was like, okay, I had been to his house. I had seen, he had a four-car garage. I'm thinking, okay, I never in a million years would think that somebody would steal my car. It just, you know, and then somebody I know, somebody at the time I trusted, it would be like, if you were like, hey,
let me. Don't compare me to him.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I just, like, you're like, I'm going to just go down the street to the CVS, you know, like, right. I wouldn't think anything of it, so I'm just thinking, like, okay, I'm going to Miami, I'm coming back, and I honestly, I wasn't stressed about the car, because I was more so stressed about, damn, what's going on with this house,
right?
Because I'm like, the car, whatever, like, now all my stuff is in transit from L.A., to Atlanta.
It was a stressful time.
Yes.
You had a lot going on.
You were like, I just need to put my car somewhere.
Right.
That is how he got the car.
Right. In retrospect, you're like, I should have just parked at the airport.
Exactly. It would have definitely been safer there.
Now, let's fast forward to how you know Mona then. Because you guys met. It was hard to find any information online. This man, you thought his name was Nick at the time, right?
Yeah, so I thought his name was Daniel Nichols.
Okay.
Completely different.
Okay.
Completely different.
And he just went by Nick as a nickname. Mm-hmm. That's what I was told. So it wasn't until now my Range Rover is stolen and I'm kind of going into like detective mode because I'm still kind of thinking like, you know what? He's going to give me the car back. Like, but my spidey senses are going off. Right. So I knew his mom had passed away, but I didn't really know if his mother had passed away. But I was like, okay, his mom passed away. I remember him kind of telling me what his mother's name was, and I knew where he was from. He was from Michigan. I didn't know exactly what area, so I just started Googling, and I found his mother's obituary.
Mm. Wow. So he told her real name.
So in the mother's obituary, that's when I found out his real name. I was like, who the hell is Aaron Pushy Nichols?
Pushy?
Pushy, they had
Pushy's
that.
Pushy's like his nickname?
Yes. You heard them say Pushy before?
No, not until after.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I guess his family calls him that. I said, who the hell is this?
Right.
So then,
Nichols is really the last name, though.
Yes.
It turns out Daniel is the middle name, but you wouldn't know
Daniel
that
Daniel
is initially.
The middle name.
Okay.
Right. So then I put in Aaron Nichols, and then I see Mona's post from Lipstick Alley. Mm-hmm. Which have been years prior.
Right.
But then when I clicked on it, I started seeing other people post, I guess, under her post.
Now, Mona,
like,
what, is you,
yeah,
now, what did you write on Lipstick Alley?
Okay. Now, the sad thing is I knew him a million years before Jen did. And at the time, you know, he portrayed himself as a totally different person, a different name. He had a different business. So it wasn't until like the end of our like 5-year relationship where I started to find out information about him. Once I, you know, got that information, I was like, okay, I'm done with him. Some months after, I was contacted by one of his baby mamas who, like, explained to me how our situation kind of overlapped and, like, some more information about him. And I was like, okay, this is crazy because you can go on the internet and find anything about anybody except for this man.
Right.
So we took it upon ourselves to put some things out there. She put together, like, a website kind of exposing him. And I was like, okay, we put together 2 ripoff reports. And then I knew that Lipstick Alley kind of had like some traction as a gossip site. So I'm like, let me put some information on here. I did like a don't date 'em girl type whatever.
I remember that site.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember don'tdateemgirl.com?
I put everything out there, but there was nothing.
Shit. I remember that.
Right. There was nothing about him. So like I wanted to warn other people.
No way.
I did. If you didn't, if a guy like did you dirty, you could post his picture and what he did to you on don'tdateemgirl.com, but they been took that down.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this was a way to kind of warn other people that he's not who he says he is.
What did he do to you?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Well, when I met him, he kind of portrayed himself as like, you know, a business person. He, you know, was into like luxury cars, that, you know, he said he was a retired athlete at the time.
Oh, Lord.
Lies. I know. So, I actually met him in LA and I was living in New York at the time. It was like a weird kind of whirlwind, like a quick 24 hours, like we spent that whole time together and, you know, my nose is open. I was like, wow, who's this guy? And it was weird because when I first met him, I was in LA just kind of walking because, you know, we walk all over New York. I'm thinking, no big
That's
thing.
That's what people do.
Exactly.
Not in LA.
Right. Not in LA. So I didn't know that. This is like my first time out there. I'm walking along. And it so happened I kind of walked through a crowd because, you know, New Yorkers were like, move out the way. And I moved. I like walked onto a red carpet, which is like the weirdest thing. So people were like taking pictures of me. I'm like, what's going on here? Right. I was like, ugh. Like, it's right in front of Man's Theater, like crazy. He comes up and he just grabs my hand. And I'm like, who's this dude? And it was like electricity, like all throughout my body. It wasn't until later I realized my whole, every cell was like, run, get the fuck away. But at the time, that had never happened to me before. So I'm kind of like, you know, who is this guy? Like, what does this mean? And then he was like, you know, like he pulled me off the red carpet and we started talking. And there was a guy with him who was like, he'll change your life. All these little things, they lacked me. All these little things, exactly. Like, you know, hindsight is 2020. It's got LASIK. So we wind up going into the movie that was premiering on that, you know, day. And he said he helped produce the movie, lies again. So we're sitting in the movie, you know, there were other pseudo celebs there, you know, and he pretended as though he knew them. And, you know, so we're sitting in the movie, but I couldn't even sit next to him. So it was like, it just felt like so weird. So maybe 20, 30 minutes into the movie, he's like, you want to get out of here? I'm like, sure. So we wind up leaving. And like I said, we spent that whole day together, just kind of exploring, you know, LA. And, you know, I met him walking. It wasn't until, like, after the movie, we wind up getting into, I think it was, like, a brand new BMW or Mercedes or some, like, expensive car or whatever.
You were like, okay, so, producer.
No, I wasn't even tripping
on
that.
No, but I'm saying it's a coincidence. Like, you didn't right. know it, but you're like, wow, I really just... Because in a way, you have to think, like,
exactly.
I did kind of, like, look up. What?
Right.
I feel electricity, and he's this, and he's that.
Right. That's and like, he kind of, like, telling people, like, oh, I met her walking. Like, she wasn't even impressed by whatever money that I had because I met her walking. So, like I said, we spent that whole, like, night together, and it was just, like, amazing, you know, for, you know, a guy that I just met. And, you know,
what
I was letting him know.
You spent the whole night together.
Yeah, I spent the night. Whatever. So whatever it is.
No, I just want to, because I want to get more
yeah,
of a sense of what, like, what he's like. So
yeah.
He really knocked you off your feet. Like, y'all spent the night together. Like, and that's not something you would normally do. You met him
exactly.
walking. And then he had all this shit happening. It was electricity for you.
Mm-hmm.
That electricity was really, like, get away, but you you misinterpreted it.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
He's
so,
charming.
He is very charming.
He's a scam artist.
Right.
So.
What he does.
Did you feel that electricity too, Jennifer?
I didn't feel electricity. But I felt Okay, I'm gonna let her tell her story because I don't want it like okay, interrupt. Okay. But I did not feel electricity.
Okay.
But you know, the next day I had like something to do and he was kind of like, you know, hey, let's go to Vegas. And I'm like, okay, I kind of have like a prior engagement, but you know, after I'm done with that, then, you know, sure, let's go to Vegas, which was like very spontaneous at the time. I was super spontaneous, so it wasn't that big of a deal. And then we were going to take like his car and I guess just drive to Vegas. Mm-hmm. After I was done with whatever it is that I had to do, like, in L.A., and I was like, okay, I'm ready. He's like, oh, well, I left without you. And I was like, well, damn. What the fuck? Exactly. Aww. Like, what the fuck? Like, okay. Exactly. Like, you know, bait and switch, which he does a lot. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever it is, what it is. I went back to New York, and then he called, like, a lot, all the time, text messaged all the time. Like, I wasn't even, taking into consideration the time difference. Like, at the time I had like a regular 9-to-5, whatever. He's calling me at like 7 a.m.
And you were very successful in what you did at that time.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, he would call at like 7 a.m, but that was like 4:00 West Coast time, you know, but I didn't think anything of it. He would call like midday. He would call before I would go to bed. So we were starting this little, you know,
sleep. Right.
Right. So we're starting
this
little.
Was he not even in LA?
Damn.
That part. So we're starting this weird little like relationship or whatever. But even before that, like, I went back to New York a week later. He's like, come back out to LA. I came back out to LA to meet him.
Did he fly you out?
No,
you flew yourself?
Yeah, there's no big thing. It's like a ticket to LA is nothing. But once I got to LA, it was kind of like we were like two shifts in the night. Like he claimed he was in the studio, and I didn't even understand why he's in the studio.
Producing another movie.
I don't know. But I was like, well, I'll entertain myself. I knew people in LA, so I hung out with them, and then he would go back to the hotel and be like, she's not here. I'm like, yeah, because I wasn't going to sit around and wait for your ass, whatever. So that didn't necessarily work, and I kind of went back to New York like, whatever, I'm not even tripping on him. And that's when he kind of went back and pursued and started calling all the time and really putting like an effort in. It then became a thing after some months where he was just like, you know, I can't do a long distance relationship. You need to come move out here. He was living in Vegas at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like,
What was he doing in Vegas, did he say?
Everything. He was doing everything from he invested in real estate. He would, you know, throw a couple parties, like concerts, not necessarily like, you know, little parties. And then he said that, like, his vice was luxury cars. So what he would do is actually, he would buy them just because he loved them. But then he would, like, kind of rent them out or lease them out. So this way he can make some money off
he
of his
like
cars.
He was like Turo before Turo existed.
Right. So he claimed. So I think at the time I just didn't necessarily ask a lot of questions about what he did. Because I'm just like, whatever. If he makes money, it's fine. I'm not tripping. Like, however he makes money doesn't really concern me. But at the time, you know, I wasn't incredibly happy being back in New York. So I was like, I'll consider Vegas. I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll try this relationship. And, you know, he's not asking me to move to the middle of nowhere. He's asking me to move to Vegas.
Right.
So I finally did, you know, move out there. I packed all my belongings into, like, the little car that I had and was going to drive out there. Now, his thinking was, oh, you don't have to drive out there. I'll send someone to drive your car. And I'm like, my whole life is in this car. I don't know this person.
Right.
He's like, well, why would I put someone, you know.
I'd be like, why don't you drive? Come here and drive.
Right. His whole thing was like, I don't want you driving across country by yourself. And this is somebody I trust. Of course, you know, you're with me now. Oof. I'm going to whatever. So I'm like, it's a good thing I didn't, like, give them my car because I'm sure I would have been asked out without whatever. But I finally drove out to Vegas and we tried to make it work. And when I got there, he started, like, grooming me.
Oh.
Like, he had like, I didn't meet, like, any of his friends. Remember, I met his friends in L.A., but he introduced me to his cousin. It was, like, this female who was kind of curvy, you know, who danced at the time. Mm. So he was talking about, you know, did you ever think about dancing? And I'm like, no. No.
Was that really his cousin?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, I'm like, I have a master's degree. Like, I can always get a job. Like, what do I need to dance for? Like, that would be like last, you know, case scenario, whatever. Like, I don't need to do that. And initially I was kind of like, but I didn't even think I could. Like, I was like really thin and didn't really have like a lot of curves. And I'm like, dancers usually, you know, look kind of, you know, so I'm like, I can't do this. And then he's like, no, you know, you're sexy. You can definitely do it. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not what I'm thinking. And then he was like, well, you know, I'm bringing money to the table. You know, you need to bring money to the table too. So this was like his way of grooming me. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I'm going to be working, hustling, whatever it is I'm doing, I need to make sure that you're making some money too. Now I'm like, well, I can have like a regular job. And he's like, no, because I kind of want your schedule to be as flexible as mine. Where like if we needed to leave at whatever moment we could.
Like I could waitress.
Right. Anything like that. But even then you're on like a set schedule.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he claimed he was like really busy, so he had me around the cousin a lot. So we would go to lunch, we just, you know, kind of meet up. And then there was an instance where she took me to like the dancer supply store, mm-hmm. and was kind of like, okay,
what size shoes you wear, girl?
Right, exactly. You already know. So she's buying stuff for herself and was like, try this on. Exactly.
That's
so
that's cute, you girl.
That part. That's exactly what happened. God. So everybody knows now. But right. at the time, you know, I was incredibly naive. I was super green and
I had no idea.
I mean, I was grown. I wasn't a baby, but I didn't know that life.
Right.
You know, like
this is your first time experiencing it.
I didn't know any dancers.
And I think being in New York and then going to Vegas is completely different. Because New York dancing is not like a big culture like that.
Exactly.
In Vegas, it's like everywhere.
Right. They run that city. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they keep the lights on. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas here, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so at the time, I was 27. Like I said, I was grown up.
I graduated college, everything. When you got there, how were they living? Did they have like a mansion?
Or where did he live? Where did you
live? Yeah, I didn't. When I first got there, I didn't see his house. I didn't see his house at all.
So where were you staying?
I stayed with a girlfriend. I stayed with a friend of a friend. And the thing that was interesting about that is the friend of a friend, our mutual friend had told me she was in real estate. When I stayed at her house is when I realized she was a webcam girl. So it seemed like everybody kind of had like a double life in Vegas.
Was she living in like a really nice home?
Yeah, she had a nice little townhouse, you know, a little white range. You know, it worked. You know, she because basically
Vegas,
rolled out of bed.
You know, in Vegas, people who have money have crazy.
Yeah, because it's affordable. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Especially then, it was even.
Vegas is Nevada's really affordable. Affordable to live in.
Right. And what does your family say? Because when you tell your family, I'm moving to Vegas with this guy.
Yeah, they were not at all happy about it. Mm-hmm. But like I said, at the time, I was a grown up. It's not like they could tell me, you can't go.
You can't.
You know, like my dad at the time, like stopped speaking to me. Like completely.
Wow.
So.
He knew.
Yeah, I think he had that intuition. Mm-hmm. Like this ain't it. You know.
Did they meet him?
No, they didn't meet him.
That's
that
part
time.
Of it too. We haven't even met this guy.
But at the time, I only knew him like 4 or 5 months, you know, before I moved out there.
So you did eventually start dancing.
I did. Within like a month after I moved to Vegas, I went and got my little sheriff's card and business license and all the things that you need to do to start dancing. The same chick that, you
the
know,
cousin.
The cousin, mm-hmm. Took me to a club that, you know, I guess I felt comfortable in because it wasn't like what I was used to. You know, I'm used to like bigger booty chicks, like, you know, doing some tricks on the pole. These girls just walking around the pole. So I'm like, I could do that. Like, I could do that. I probably could.
Right.
And I remember having to go in and audition and everything. And that was probably at the time the most degrading experience I've ever had. You know, having to be topless in front of people I've never, you know, I just met. On a stage with a greasy pole, slippery and everything. But, you know, he kind of propped me up. Like, oh, my gosh, you know, you could do this. You're so sexy. Like, you could definitely make whatever money. My first night, I made, I think, like $300 or $400. Mm-hmm. And I listened when they tell you these are the rules. Don't touch. Don't do this. Like, however distance between the customer. So I'm surprised I made any money. Right. But
I feel like Vegas is more strict than other places.
It yeah, it definitely. So, you know, going home with, like,
was it like a white club? I'm going to ask you that, too.
There are no black clubs in Vegas. Let's be honest. Yeah, like, the clubs are.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know.
No. And not only that, they have, like, a quota. Mm-hmm. So they're only allowed to have so many black girls in the club.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Very much so. Because we're not their aesthetic. Like, if there's.
It's like they don't be playing hip-hop like that. Except,
they really don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, because guys will come in and, you know, their demographic is different. So it's going to be a certain type of guy. He's going to go in with his friends. He's not going to want his friends to know that he might have a fetish. Like, he might not necessarily, you know, it's just not our market. It's blonde, big boobs. Mm-hmm. It's like if they want anything exotic, it's like, you know, dark hair is exotic, Asian is exotic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's not black girls. It's just not. So, you know, I didn't necessarily make money that first time out. I was super nervous and I wasn't, you know, comfortable. But he hyped me up and he was just like, you know, you can do this. You made $300-$400 perfect. I think you can make like $500 a night. $500 is a good number.
Was he coming to the club?
No, absolutely not. But if you think, he wasn't even taking me.
Okay, wow.
So it was the cousin taking me initially.
So when did you see him?
I honestly would see him maybe once a week, because he would have to come pick up money.
Oh, so he was taking the money that
He was taking the money that I made.
And did he leave you with any of it?
No.
Oh. So how are you surviving?
I don't know.
Listen, that was my next question. I don't think I knew that.
Okay,
the thing that's weird
because people that are not in the life wouldn't necessarily understand. Like if you dance and you knew it, whatever. Like for people that just don't know, they wouldn't know. But people that dance will probably be able to understand this. People that, you know.
Like you said, you were really green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know. Even like, you know, pimps and hustlers will know the difference. It's one thing if you're honest with what it is that you're doing. He wasn't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I was kind of coerced into it. Like I was misled into it. Like you legit are pimping me out. And that's what it was. But every time I would confront him about it, he's like, if I was a pimp, I wouldn't pimp you. I would get somebody who would make more money. I would get whatever. So
how did this last 5 years?
I was numb for a couple of years. It's not like I numbed myself with like alcohol or drugs or whatever. I think I fought with him so much that I was like, I had no more fight in me. I just kind of gave up.
And how did it come to an end?
I always knew like something was wrong. I always knew something was wrong. I kept confronting him about it. Like again, even with his name, he gave me, his name is Nick Clark initially. He introduced himself as that.
Nick Clark.
Now, remember,
it sounds like a porn.
Like Dick Clark, right?
It does sound like ridiculous. Now, remember, I came out to Vegas in my own car.
Right,
that's what
I got, like Superman.
Right, I came out to Vegas in my own car, which is nothing compared to his like luxury cars. So he would talk about, you know what, we're going to put you into something, you know, a little better than this. We're going to put you in, what kind of car do you like? Let's go look at cars. Like, you know, so.
Let's go to Benz, baby.
Exactly. Now, I'm making more than enough money at this point. I'm making like $500 a night. I can buy my own car. You know, so his whole thing, I know, exactly. So his whole thing was like, let's switch you out of this car. And I'm like, well, I'm still making payments on this car. I still have a note on this car. And he's like, well, what we'll do is we'll just stop making payments. We'll go ahead and turn it into the dealership. And then we'll move on to like the next thing. Now, I had no idea how that was going to affect my credit. And my dad was like a co-signer on my car.
Oh, shit.
How that was going to affect my relationship with my dad. All of this bullshit. So I'm trusting this guy that, you know, I'm sleepaway raw, whatever. You know, and I'm like, okay. He's like, all right, give me the car and then we'll put you in something else. So he takes my car. I never see it again. No one sees it again.
And he didn't turn it in, and you didn't get another. And you didn't get another car.
No, I did. Okay. He had me in multiple cars. Like I was in a different car, like every month, if not every couple weeks. And it could be anything.
It was stolen.
My car? I think.
No,
the ones that he was putting you in.
The ones that he put me in. I'll tell you about this because I paid attention. All the cars that he put me in, the minute I would get in the car, I look in the glove compartment. I'd be like, who's this car? Like, mm-hmm. No. I'd be like, who is this car registered to? None of them ever had his name on them. None of them. And they would say, these are his cars. And I'm like, well, who are these people? It would be like women.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, well, who is this person? Mm-hmm. And then I would find like, you know, other things in the car. It wouldn't be brand new, but it would have a paper tag on it. So it would be like mail or something in the car. Now, at the time when I first moved to Vegas, remember I was staying with like a friend of a friend. He then had me like an extended stay. Like, okay, we're going to keep you in one of these little like extended stay hotels until we can put you into like something more permanent, put you in an apartment or whatever. One of the apartments he wound up putting me in, his sister lived around the corner. I don't know who this woman was either. But like all the time, all these people,
all of these people.
That's what I'm thinking.
Were you still
sleeping with him during this time?
Yeah.
I'm thinking these other women whose names were on these cars were other youths.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. So what happened was when I first got there, you know, his whole thing was like, you know, I was part of a credit union here in New York, and they didn't have a bank in Vegas. So he's like, well, that's fine. Just take all your money out. We'll put it in a bank here.
Woo!
I know. So it's his bank. It's his bank. It's his whatever. And he basically was like, okay, I know someone who works at this particular bank. We'll set you up an account here.
That's what he...
And put my money in this account. He gives me like a bank card. He said, this is your address. It was like a post office box or whatever. You'll get all the statements here. I get the bank card. I go to the ATM. Couldn't withdraw any money. And I have my money in it.
Look at Gigi having a heart attack.
listen, it's horrible. I'm surprised, honestly, sometimes that I'm here. One, I could have killed him. I could have killed myself.
He could have killed you.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Listen.
I wouldn't put anything past him.
I definitely would have put up a fight. Okay, right. Because throughout
our
relationship.
Why do you think you were so vulnerable at that time? Like, what was going on with you personally that it feel like you wanted this to be something that it wasn't?
I mean, I was in love before, and I remember what that was like. So I wanted to do whatever to kind of get
you
to that.
You had to be in love with him. You did fall in love.
It wasn't the same type of love that I had prior to that. Mm-hmm. So
it was
I'd
that
been,
electricity.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that was.
Jen, prior to him taking your Range Rover, did he try to get you to do things that felt weird? That, like, was he trying to get you to do anything, like invest in something or lend him money?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Prior to him taking my Range Rover, wait, I'm trying to think of the timeline. No, absolutely. This was prior to, because I wouldn't have gave him money after that. So prior to him taking my Range Rover, because he claims to be a real estate broker and, not a real estate broker, investor in a car broker. Mm-hmm. So I had been talking to him about real estate because it was something that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, like, you know, I know it's lucrative. I would, you know, get into it, but I just don't know enough and I don't have enough time to like manage all of these things. And he was like, oh yeah, you know, it's a great thing to do and blah, blah, blah. And he was like telling me about some of his investments, which were all bullshit.
Right.
So he was like, well, yeah. So, no, we had that conversation. Then I would say, like, probably, like, a couple weeks later, he was like, hey, I found this great opportunity, blah, blah, blah. I guess it was, like, flipping a house, whatever, whatever. And for me, I was like, okay, I really wasn't trying to get into, like, the logistics. I was just like, okay, what's the end result? Like, what am I going to make here, right? So he was like, oh, yeah, you'll, like, triple your money or whatever it was he said that sounded appealing to me. And I was like, okay, cool, yeah, like, I'll do it. And so the first one, he was like, okay, it's, like, $25,000 or something like that. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to make $100,000, like, that sounds like a win to me, you know? Mm-hmm. Did that. And then he was like, okay, well, you know, it's going to take a couple months, which I assumed, you know.
So you gave, like, him $25,000?
I gave him $40,000.
Okay.
And this was before he took my Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, it was, you know, this is a good deal. It's a real estate. And this
no,
is
it thing. Sounds like a good deal, but you didn't get anything back on
in
it.
Return.
No, I'm in a deficit. Let's be clear.
Okay.
I'm out of $40,000 in a Range Rover.
Girl.
Yes. Right.
Sheesh, girl. That really, but it's hard because you trusted him.
Yes.
You know, you felt like he was this investor. You feel like, okay, I want to take a risk and have my money make some money. I understand that. Did you have, like, an attorney or any type of paperwork?
No. And so I have to say this, right? Because I know people kind of don't really understand how this happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a relationship with someone, what you're going to be is trusting, right? And so I think for me, I've never dealt with someone of this nature.
Right.
And
it's never happened to you before.
No, never happened to me before. And I don't know. I just always kind of thought that people were genuine like me.
No, to be honest, if it's the guy and I'm dating him and I trust him, I wouldn't even ask him for no paperwork. I'll give him
the money. Not me. I'm like, yeah.
I got paperwork now.
I mean, after having this conversation, it might be.
Yes. But this is why this is important. Honestly,
no,
this
absolutely.
Is why this is important.
So even like with him not telling me his real name. With him not telling me his real name. How would I know that? Like, you don't meet someone, start dating them, and be like, let me see your license.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they pay right. for a bill,
you believe
and you're
that's
looking
his
at
name.
The credit card receipt or yeah. looking right, at right. their credit card. I just, because I wouldn't want someone to do it to me, yeah. right?
But somebody, so but I you're never, different. People could, go, you know, you're they know that's
exactly.
who you are.
Yeah.
And but, I feel like, and I do, I know people say, oh, meet somebody, see who they are. But I do feel like it is important to, like, Google people. Yeah. You
well,
know,
now,
just in general, just putting that out there right, as we're definitely. Talking about these things yeah. for anybody listening, you know, when you are dating somebody, and I always do feel like I don't care, like, because I've done business deals with people that have gone left. There's not nobody I've dated, but, like, any type of deal can go left. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody cares about you and you're in a relationship and you want to do a deal together, the best thing to do.
Contracts and paperwork.
Yeah, is to make sure. Legalize but that probably wouldn't have mattered with him anyway, honestly. Like, as somebody who's a con artist, even if you had paperwork,
right.
he wouldn't get
what
that.
What I tell people yeah. is this. You also have to remember that this man is a con artist.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is he a con artist, but he's been doing this for decades.
Right.
So, like, Angela, you've been on the radio for how long?
18 years.
Okay.
Ah,
so, almost 2 decades, right? So I would like to say she's almost an expert in what she does. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
same
she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her own show.
Well, thank
like,
you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So when you do something for an extended almost 2 decades, you're
you
damn near
you're,
expert
yeah,
no, in what
expert
you're doing.
He's an expert con artist.
So
yeah,
exactly.
he studies his craft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
like an actor. They study really. Their craft. They win Emmys. So this man knows what vulnerabilities and how to play on people's emotions.
Exactly. Because a whole lot of people started sending messages. Once you put your story out there, people were reaching out to me. I was like,
right.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to tell you, so I didn't feel electricity because I wanted Mona to finish her story. But when I met him at the St. Regis in Atlanta. I was there for Tanisha's birthday.
I was there for Notori's wedding. Shout out to Notori.
And so,
for those who don't know, the St. Regis is one of the, if not the best hotel in Atlanta. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. Five star.
Five star. Yeah.
He's going to put himself in those circles. He's and going like to present Walter. Himself a certain way.
Right.
So it's like the Four Seasons, the St. Regis, the Waldorf,
the Ritz,
the Thompson. That's the new one.
So, I'm at the bar. We're at the bar. We're having drinks.
It's lit over there.
I'm not really paying attention. I'm on my phone. He walks up. He tells the bartender, oh, get them what they want, whatever drinks they want. So it kind of intrigued me because I'm not used to men just coming up and saying they'll pay for whatever without wanting a conversation.
Game.
Like, they always want to talk about something, want your linger number, around, whatever. So I was like, oh. And then he left.
They can move.
Wow, that what was an impression. Get whatever you want. I'm not even going to harass you.
It's game. It's
right. What they want.
So then when he comes back.
That is intriguing.
Right, you're like, wait, who is this? You know what I mean?
This guy. And he's tall, right?
He's handsome. Yeah, right, I will not take that from him. He's definitely, like, he's handsome. I think he's
disgusting.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, when you first look at him, you're like, oh, okay.
Both men and women like him.
Guy. You know.
Yeah, definitely. We'll emphasize the men part.
So I was intrigued. And when he came back, like, later on, he was like, oh, you know, are y'all good? Whatever, whatever. So Tanisha goes and embarrasses me. And she's like, she pulls out, like, Instagram. She's like, you know who she is? I'm like,
oh, my God.
He knew who you were. That's game anyway. He knew.
He already
because that's one of our friends from high school.
Yes, another trick he does, already. And I've learned and this from, like, being around him, like, is you treat somebody like they're nobody, and nobody like they're somebody.
Okay.
So, again, that's what he does. It was game. He knew who you were.
So, anyway.
Like, wow, he don't even know me.
He knows you.
Okay.
No.
He just think I'm fly.
He was lying.
You are fly. But he knew.
Okay. Like. Right. But I hate when people do that because I'm not that person at all. You know what I mean? So anyway, we exchanged numbers and he started texting. He was like, oh, you know, like, I got a table across the street at Regent, whatever. But she didn't want to go there. It was her birthday. And I was like, yeah, like, we're not going to end up coming, whatever. So the next day he was like, hey, do you want to go to lunch? And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm in Atlanta. I'm single. Like, you know, let me go to lunch. So we went to Houston's and we sat at Houston's at the bar for hours and just, like, talked.
That's cute. You had the spinach dip?
Girl, you know she has
the
spinach dip.
That's
girl.
My favorite.
Right. Yeah, you have to get the spinach dip.
And we were just talking, but what I realized is that he was just trying to get information about me, right? Because I love to talk. I think face-to-face communication, like, you'll definitely win me over.
And you know what? We love when men ask us questions and are interested. Mm-hmm. You know, right. It's like, wow, again, he's really...
Again, I have to remind you guys, he's been doing this for 2 decades. He studies his craft. He knows what to do. He knows how to lure women in and men. So...
She said in men. She said in men.
I mean, that's when he really will back down when you start bringing that up.
This was a trigger for me. So my ex-husband was a Cancer. My boyfriends after him have been a Cancer. One is in jail.
Shout out to Eric, who's on the farm right now.
You know what?
Wait.
And another one that's in jail.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Tim Norman.
Cancer? Cancer too?
Yes.
You might want to stay away
from
that.
Girl, my boyfriend is a Cancer. I'm scared.
Wait a minute. So I was like,
you were Gemini.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So I said to myself, Cancers are really attracted to me. And I was like, wow, this is going so amazing. I need to ask him his birthday. Because if he says he's a Cancer, I'm running out of here. Right? And I was like, hey, so when's your birthday? And he said, December 28th.
You're like, ooh.
And I'm like,
Capricorn like me.
No, I mean, so I froze and I got goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and he's like, what's wrong? And I didn't really know how to take it or what to read into it. Or, like, it just was very odd because I had never met anyone with that birthday. And that was the day that my mother passed away.
Right?
Oh.
And so when I said that, I think antennas went off for him because he knew, okay, like,
that's how I can
now
get her.
I know how to. And for me, you can't put an expiration on grief. Mm-hmm. And so my mom and I were very close. Angela knows this. Know. And so I think I'm always looking for a connection to my mother. And so when he said it, I didn't know, like, I was like, is it too good to be true? Like, I didn't know what it was. But we're sitting here, we're having this conversation. It had been hours. It just was effortless. And I was like, okay, maybe this is something that's meant to be.
Yeah. And he really played into that.
Because one, I'm a hopeless romantic, and two, I'm looking for that connection to my mother.
Right. Wow. Oh, Lord, girl.
Sorry, I didn't mean to lie.
No, no.
It's okay.
It's fine.
I almost felt myself tearing up, so I had to.
But, you know, I also look at it like this. Even with this experience, you might have been the person, you ladies, to help a lot of other people. Because this is something, like, think about it. Mona, like, years ago posted about this and probably thought nothing was ever going to happen. And there's a lot of people who came forward that's like, I'm never going to see justice from this person. And that's something that will, like, tear at you forever. But now this happened to you, somebody who has a platform, somebody who was like, okay, this is what we're about to do. We're going to do a whole documentary and give everyone a chance to speak their piece and also try to make sure, because you did file charges against him, right?
Yes, I went to the police station. I did the police report, but it's not up to me. Mm-hmm. It's what they investigate, what they find to file charges. So, you know, it's very difficult for victims of love fraud crimes because, one, you're already devastated. You're emotionally drained and financially drained. And so it takes a lot.
And it's embarrassing.
It's definitely embarrassing.
Right? Like, I think a lot of people will tell you it's embarrassing.
That's why a lot of people will take their L in silence and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, if you do that, you give them power because then they can go do it to the next person.
But it's also really hard to get justice even if you speak out.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, I definitely, when I was younger, had an incident where I was trying to get this car. And my brother hooked me up with this guy. I gave him $8,000 cash because he said he was a car dealer and never
saw your money. Yeah. Never got the car.
And I tried to do, I talked to the DA, the assistant DA contacted me, but it's really hard when things like this happen to even get justice.
No, it is. And it's emotionally draining and it takes a lot of time and you really have to be relentless because they're like, whatever, it's just another case. Like, they don't care. They have a million cases. And again, it's right. Not like
it's not a violent murder
somebody.
Crime.
It's not a violent crime. So it's not at the top of their list.
Like, you have to really hire a private, like, investigator to try to get anything. And then what sucks is that he's still in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And still doing
he's
this.
He's still
and
doing still it. Doing
and still doing so this.
You guys got a lot of people to come forward and tell their story.
Oh, my DMs, and, girl.
And people are still coming
forward. We're juicy.
Yeah. And this is years in the making. Like, this was almost 2 years ago that you sent out this message and made people aware, and people are still 2 years later coming forward, telling their stories.
And what really made him back down that day when all this stuff was, because then he posted some like fake messages, you know, like from him and Jennifer talking about basketball wise, and she was like going in on it. But it was like very clearly fake, because I'm like, why would he be gossiping with you?
Yeah.
And you're just. And I don't even do that with guys that I'm dating. Like,
I don't think he did that. Remember, he's not alone in this. The same way he had the cousin and the sister or whatever. There are women that are supporting him.
Yeah, no, his baby
multiple
mothers.
Baby mamas his baby are involved.
But what so, I will say, what made him back down was when the guys that he slept with.
When I started posting them DMs that the gay men were hitting me, like, oh yeah, I met him on Jacked. We were at this address in Jonesboro. I have pictures of him naked in bed. And I was posting all that shit.
Yes.
And that's when
he was like,
attorney,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
That's when his attorney contacted Jamie, like, okay, he'll take this down because I'm like, okay, you want to play?
Let's
like,
play.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, like, at that time, I had put the post up. We had did the Breakfast Club, which I had got threatened prior. Mm-hmm. He had reached out to Mona prior, trying to pay her off not to do the Breakfast Club.
How much did he offer you?
Not enough. It's never enough. Unless he can pay me the amount of money that I, like, put up for those
years. No, I agree with that. He owe you.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
A billion time owe you.
It's nothing. It's not even enough money to wet.
So, yeah, I mean, I was getting threats. But prior to that, I had got threats. He had spoofed the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office and, like, called me and tried to, like, threaten me.
I was concerned about you.
at that time. I was like, Jennifer, you can't be moving around by yourself. Like,
and I'm so much a loner, but I have to say this, right? And I'm going to say this on lip service, and I'm going to say this on VH1, and I'm going to say it for whoever. Like, if I get as much as a flat tire, there's going to be a problem because we know who did it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not really concerned. I do have to be a little more cautious about moving around. And especially, I think after this documentary comes out, I might have to hire security, and I'm okay with that. But if anybody lays a finger on me, you know who did it.
Well, what about this upcoming court date that you have? How are you feeling about it?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
So I have not seen him in forever, and I just feel like he feels like he's invincible. So I don't know if he's going to show up to court. It's an arraignment, so I believe that you have to be there, mm-hmm. but I don't know that I have much faith in the court system, because you have to think he's been arrested 66 times, probably way more than
66
that now.
66 times.
It's probably closer to like 80 now, because that
and
was like
a while
ago.
And by the way, this man has ripped off his own family members. You know, you had to be a special kind of...
Yes.
So for what kind of crimes did he get arrested for all these times?
It could be anything. It could be, you know, no proof of insurance. It could be fictitious tag. Remember how I told you in Vegas, I was in like paper tags. Mm-hmm. It could be DUI. It could be anything. It could be any and everything.
So he's used to being arrested. I'm sure he's used to going to court. And what has come of it? Because he's still on the street scamming people. So, I mean, I don't really know that anything is going to happen with court, but I know that I'm going to be relentless. I'm going to hope for the best. But this is why I'm doing the documentary, because I can't depend on the justice system. What I can depend on is myself and bringing awareness to society and the community and women and men, and letting them know that this man is out here scamming you. And for me, I just want to do this to just have an impact. And
if can I we can put his face on billboards?
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
When this documentary, we should put his face on billboards.
Yep.
Scam. Yep.
If you see
because he keeps changing his name, so you can Google his name. But mm-hmm. if he's gonna come up with something,
and then behind it, you should have all the names,
aliases, yeah, right.
Like all right. the right. aliases right. behind it, and his picture,
a ticker with all the names,
scam likely,
right? Yes. So for me, I have to do this because I said if it's the last thing I do before I leave this earth, I'm going to let people know that this man is a menace to society.
Mm-hmm. What would you say? Do you want to run into him personally? Like, would you be nervous? What do you think that would be like?
I think probably initially I would be nervous, but I do. I would actually love to have a conversation with him, and I would love to ask him, like, what is your psyche? How did you scam your own father? How do you sleep at night?
TK Kirkland.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what...
I would love to help you find him, because you know I'll come to Atlanta and we will, you know where he lives,
do
right?
Do not
he
tell still me live? What a good time. Yes, okay. And he still lives there from what I understand.
Okay, I'm fine with that. You know I'll come to Atlanta, I'm there all the time. Well, I'll make a trip.
Let's go find him.
He probably still, does he still go to the St. Regis?
Probably.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody, my makeup artist told me she saw him at the St. Regis, and I know. So here's the thing. When I'm out of town, when I'm in L.A. working, that's when he comes out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so a friend of mine is a bartender at the Garden Room, which is in the St. Regis.
Yes.
And he's been spotted there several times.
Mm.
But I'm in L.A.
He knows you his
gotta
schedule.
Start, yeah. You got to start posting back in there when you're not there. And yep. That's how you'll catch him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but be like, off to L.A.
Out,
like at home.
Right. But people that have seen him out in Atlanta, too, they're like, he's always like, looking real sketchy, like ducked off in a corner.
Yeah.
So
we'll find him.
He did it to the wrong one.
He know he on the, see, he right. used to be under the
he's
radar.
He's probably so scared to now run he into know. You.
He's not, he though. He's still out there. He's still, like, hiding in plain sight. Because, again, there are people that are coming forward now, even after Breakfast Club, even after all of this, that are like, oh, he explained it away as though this is just a bitter ex. Like, oh, there's something different. It's a misunderstanding. And he's able to charm them right out of some money.
He's famous for that. Oh, she's just bitter. She wants to be with me. Like, not in a million years.
Yeah, we're over it.
Like, no.
What if Jelani absolutely runs not. Into him?
You know what?
What?
I'm so dumb.
What? It's a real question.
Listen, I know a lot of people that want to run into him.
Run over him.
Run over him.
Now, I got to ask you this. Was there ever any, for both of you ladies, indication to you that he liked men as well?
When I was with him, I didn't get that.
Okay.
But after, you know, we finally ended, I told you that baby mama contacted me. When we were kind of comparing notes, she talked about some things that they would do intimately that he and I never did.
She was strapping up?
She was strapping up.
Pegging.
She was strapping up.
So
she
was strapping up.
Pegging
I'm
is
like,
all of that.
What?
So I was like, I knew nothing about pegging. I'm not the strap chick.
Wait, is that
that's
the terminology?
Yes.
Pegging.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. I knew nothing about that. Okay. So, you know, she had done that with him. That was not my thing. So.
Ooh.
I kind of was like, so when the men came forward, I was kind of like, all right,
not surprised
yeah. at all.
Because you already knew that. So there's nothing he did, like, he never put a finger in his butt or anything, or he never was like.
We like our nails too much.
He scooted the gooch.
Yeah, he never scooted
no.
up. You never was down there. He was like, a little lower.
No, and listen, when I learned of that, I was just mortified because. You think, like, damn, I've been, like, intimate with this man, and he is clearly...
So, yeah, I have this theory, and men hate when I say it, but I really feel like there's so many men out here that are down low, bisexual, and just are afraid to express themselves, like, you know, and come out.
Because if women are men, are you saying?
Exactly. I feel like there's so many women, like myself, who is bisexual openly, and we can't be the only ones. Like, it's, mm-hmm. it's a lot of them. I'm not saying, I'm not pointing a finger or saying that most of them, but they are, there are way more men that are touching on their homeboys than we know.
Because guys experiment too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I actually.
And I have my gay friends that tell me that they only date straight men, which doesn't make sense to me, but yeah. I have a lot of gay friends that be like, I only want them if they straight. I only want them if they got a baby mama or a wife. They don't want, like, other gay men.
The one thing that did surprise me when we first started this is the first guy we came across. Because...
white dude?
But not only that, he just wasn't, like, aesthetically pleasing. Like, it'd be one thing if he was a cute gay guy. He's not even cute.
Yeah, but he's about
guy.
The money.
He's ugly.
Yeah, but he's right. about
that's
the money.
Like, I know, that's exactly what it was.
He don't care if it's family members.
Right.
He don't care
if he's
gay. He don't care if it's a man, woman, blood, crip.
Race, gender. It doesn't matter. All he sees is dollar signs.
That's crazy.
So, yes.
I know you're frustrated with the whole legal process, but since you filed the police report, has he been arrested?
Yes, he has been arrested. They finally charged him with theft by deception, and he got off on bond because it's COVID, mm-hmm. and he does have a court date. So his first court date is he's going to be arraigned, and honestly, these cases, they take a while. It's not like it's going to happen overnight.
We have
it's
time.
Going to be, yeah. right, I have nothing but time. For me, I feel like I've waited this long, so however long it takes, I'm willing to wait out the process.
Could he potentially get jail time?
When you steal someone's car, that is a felony, and yes, that is one of the penalties.
I would love to go to court with you. I would love to, like, ride around Atlanta, go to his places, find him, go to court, see what it's like in court, be there to support you.
Please. I need all the support I can get. I was just telling Mona, like, I'm so happy to have her because I feel like I'm not in this by myself. She knows what it's like, and I'm so grateful for the people that have been brave enough to come forward to, you know, tell their story because it's not an easy thing. And then you put a camera in somebody's face, it's already a difficult subject to talk about. And, you know, for Mona, this happened to her years ago and she kind of has to relive everything over and over again. So I'm grateful and I need as many soldiers mm-hmm. as I can get. So for me, I'm not going to stop.
Because I think he wants to intimidate you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's why I think it's dope to be able to go look for him.
Yeah, no, he absolutely wants to intimidate. But I think at this point, he knows that I'm not scared of you. I have already exposed you. I'm going to continue to expose you. And I would love to run into him. I would love to run into him with cameras, no cameras. I just want to know, what the hell is your psyche? Like, how could you even sleep at night? How could you do this to your father? Like, let alone me, like, that's cool. But I feel like I am the spokesperson at this point for everybody that he's done this to.
Right.
And people mm-hmm. have not been able to recover from the things that he's done to them. There is long, life-lasting effects.
I know there's people who have ruined their credit for him.
Yes.
Who have overextended themselves, who've suffered from depression, mm-hmm. who've been suicidal.
It's mm-hmm. honestly, it's horrible. Like Maria, this happened to her in 2004 and she lost her home. She had two kids. Sheesh. So it's like, it's not only am I like doing it for Maria, but it's for her kids. You know, you just like taking people's lives.
And he has a daughter that I think her mom contacted.
Dallas, mm-hmm. right? And the mother
beautiful,
contacted you
talented.
As well.
Amazing young girl.
A scumbag.
And a mom.
And Dallas is a beautiful spirit. She is super talented, was on America's Got Talent. I think when she was on America's Got Talent, he reached out to her because
finally,
now he saw dollar
years?
Signs.
Right. Oh, I can manage you.
Yeah, like, oh,
he's
I could
disgusting.
Be a manager. But had seen her probably one other time prior to that.
In her whole life. And this is her dad.
Right.
And she would reach out and he would just.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely disgusting. We got to find him.
I
propose that we go down there and try to run up on him.
I'm, you know, I'm game.
You know, we got our phones.
I'm
and
down.
Everything.
I, right now, I could go. I just need a ski mask.
No, I mean, because he does have to be exposed, because the thing about it is that if we're quiet about this, he can continue to do this to other people. And my whole point in doing this is to help somebody and right. to save their bank account and their livelihood, yeah. because he's destroying people's lives.
I think this documentary is going to do a lot, too. Honestly, like, I know the process is not easy. And like you said, you're going to be repeating these stories, both of you, mm-hmm. you know, over and over and over and over and over again for people to hear it and understand it. Because it is true. People will see the headline and be like, that's stupid. How did they fall for that? Or whatever. I don't believe them.
They need to understand we're not the only people.
Yeah, at all.
Because I know just after you know, you made your post, there were other women that came forward that have the exact same story as mine. They were removed right. from their families. He had them out in Vegas. He had them dancing, some of them the same time I did, and he was taking all of their money. You know, and these are women who didn't have that danger pass, that were just as green as I was, and they're afraid to come forward. Some of them even had children with him.
How did you recover with your family? Because that's important, too. Like you said, it destroyed certain relationships in with your father.
Right. I think, honestly, you know, I wasn't, like, this is forcing me to be transparent. This is forcing me to tell my story because I didn't. They didn't know. And they probably won't necessarily know until this aired. But what I did prepare them for with the Breakfast Club interview is that people are going to say some things about me. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to be prepared for that. And they were like, listen, we got your back, whatever it is.
That's great.
So I think that was the battery I needed in my bag, honestly.
Right. So. Right. And like I always tell her, I'm super appreciative of her and just because she's been there with me, like riding, and this it gets dark and it gets lonely and you want to give up. And I've had some of the victims, you know, send me messages and DMs, and they're like, Jennifer, please don't give up. Keep your foot on his neck. And that keeps me going. And then, you know, having conversations with her, because it gets frustrating. Mm-hmm. And you get discouraged because it's like, you're screaming this from the mountaintops and he's been arrested. And, you know, certain things have happened where you should, it's like, it's clearly laid out for you. Like, what can't you see? Why is this man still walking around? So I think the problem is, in the Black community, this is something we don't talk about because we are very prideful.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to feel like, you know, they got scammed or somebody took advantage of them. And we don't talk about it.
Yeah, because we see a lot of documentaries, but I haven't seen from our culture, like, no, that's Black
true.
People.
That is true.
You know, we've seen a lot of these, you know, on Showtime, on Netflix, on everything.
It's hard to talk about our L's.
Mm-hmm. There you
because
go.
Publicly.
We have egos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We like, let's just be real about it. Like, we have egos. I have an ego, too. I had to lay that shit on the line and put it down when I made that post because I didn't
argue
know.
With people yeah. for you. I was right. arguing. People was calling me like, oh, your girl, this, da-da-da-da-da, like, trying to tell me, oh, you see that? I'm like, first of all, like, I promise you, because you know, Jennifer, we know this from basketball-wise, but you've always had, it ain't like you're going to make up some story to get attention. You're good. Right. This is not any attention that anybody wants.
Exactly.
You know, this
exactly.
is not the attention that you want to get. But it is important to be able to feel like, this is not my fault that this happened to me. I trusted somebody, and it's not my fault that somebody took advantage of my trust.
And he was literally counting on your ego. He was counting
yes.
on it. So that
yes.
way you wouldn't say anything.
That's really
sure.
dumb of him, though, because mm-hmm. exactly. he knows you have this platform. He knows you could blast him at any moment. But he thought you'd be too embarrassed to do mm-hmm. it because right. of who you mm-hmm. are. Right.
Because well, that's been his story. You know, because I'm not the first person that's on TV or celebrity or et cetera that he has scammed.
Nor the last, unfortunately.
Right. But nobody wants to put their pride down. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to, you know, we all have egos. And for me, it's so much bigger than me. It's bigger than my Range Rover. It's bigger than the money he took from me. As a person, I feel like it's the right thing to do. And I'm grateful that I'm able to recover from him, but maybe the next person he does this to can't.
Right.
Right, because $60,000, you know, it's not going to end your life. It's a lot of money, but you're going to be okay. But for somebody else, that could really destroy them.
Somebody else isn't like, I have a Ferrari, too.
Right.
So I can just drive that.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody, you know what I'm saying? People don't have
so
it like
it's
that.
It's not going to make
it. For some people,
it's a lot,
$10,000 like, could break them.
Right.
And you said it's bigger than you, but it took someone as big as you to share your spotlight and shine some of that onto him. Because there were people like me that have been screaming for a long period of time, but nobody hears us. Right. Our platform's not as big as yours.
That sucks.
We've been saying that. I've been talked to, like, Las Vegas Metro Police Department, FBI, dozens of years ago.
And they don't care. And imagine how many people have different stories about different people that will never be heard because they just don't care.
And I just say there's power in numbers, right? And so it's until you get a bunch of people that have the same story and this number becomes astronomical and you literally call out the authorities. This man has been arrested by the FBI. The FBI has pulled up to Maria's job. The FBI has pulled up on Ramona. Why is the FBI not doing anything? Because you're protecting him?
How many people have come forward so far, would you guesstimate? If you had to guesstimate.
Oh, my. The way my... And the DMs were so crazy. Like, I'm talking about... I mean, there were street dudes that were just, you know, and again...
The street dudes are on Instagram. they are. Listen,
yo,
they're on it.
She got a call from jail.
No. I did. Somebody called me from jail. I was like, okay. Like,
I mean, crazy. The amount of people that this man has touched and taken their money or some way, shape, or form,
it's
credit,
et cetera. It's a surprise that he hasn't been touched.
It's right. So. No, people were sending Jamie emails that he allegedly was like business partners with, and they were like, I'm surprised this man is still alive.
Wow.
Exactly.
He's been sliding through.
Listen, you said the FBI, like, why aren't they doing, they take a little time to investigate, so don't be surprised.
Right. If you've seen it happen.
They come after him. Especially, it's been 2 years since he took your car.
It's been 20 years since he's been doing this. I guess the one person who came forward who had, like, I guess, information from, like, 2003, 2004. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been 20 years that we know
yeah,
on record.
Don't be surprised if the FBI gets in his ass.
Slow.
Yeah, they move slow, but they might come
well,
in.
Well, honestly, I have been told that he's an informant.
Oh,
well.
But the thing is, so allegedly. That's why, right, I don't know.
No, he could be.
But
I think when
you do something on this platform and magnitude, something, yeah, I just feel like that, something has to happen.
Yeah, it's too public.
All right. Well, we're going to definitely, I cannot wait to see this documentary.
And I can't wait for you to come to Atlanta.
And I cannot wait, I was going to say, and I cannot wait till we go to court and you get to see him face to face. I'm going to be right there with you.
I hope I see him before court, actually.
And we're going to try to pull up to some of his locations that he likes to go to where he gets spotted. Because I know as soon as somebody hits you and say they saw him, you're ready to jump up.
Yes.
And go. And your bonnet and everything.
I don't wear a bonnet, but I might have a scarf on. It's our mess, though. Don't get twisted.
Let's talk about the hairline, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Yes, no, I mean, I'm ready.
Okay, we ready. Let's go. Let me know. I'm pulling up.
Let's do it.
All right, well, it's lip service. Thank y'all so much for joining and actually sharing your story with us because I really do appreciate it, but you know we in your corner.
Thank you.
Ramona, thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to add one last thing. Ladies, gentlemen, if you have been scammed, please do not take it in private. Go to the authorities, file a police report. I don't care if nothing happens, but at least get it on record so in the future you can possibly do something about it. Just don't take it in private.
And post it. I think what Ramona did was great. Like, make sure that if somebody Googles this person,
it comes up.
It comes up.
It left a record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you need, because that's how y'all managed to connect.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's lip service.
Thank you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses.
get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.